Boxy, I know you hate surprises, and I hate giving them to you, but I really think that you'd like this surprise. Now, okay. On last week's show, you had this to say to Byron and I.
I realised that I do now, I have a crush on each one of those SAS men.
Oh,
like
really?
Each one of them.
You know why you like them?
Why?
It's because they're all being bad boys. They're all bad.
No, they're good boys.
No, they are
doing everything
now,
to the letter.
But they're... Now, Boxy, oh, I have one of these bad boys on the line for you. We have Billy, the SAS champion, that returns tonight at 7:30 on 7. Now, Fifi, away you go.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Fifi, how are you doing? It's Billy.
Oh, Billy. Oh, wow. It's so cool to speak to you. I just know the boys have stitched me up here because I think you're wonderful. I think you do a great job.
Thank you.
I actually watched you on Instagram on the weekend. You were going for a run. That looked good.
That's right. I try to go run quite regular, but I'm just getting back into it. I'm out in Florida with my dad at the moment, so we're trying to enjoy what we've got of sunshine as opposed to being locked down in the UK. So, yeah, we're out there sort of smashing it.
Wow. And you're an SAS soldier. Wow.
Can you not sound as much like a fan?
Sorry, but
yes,
like, so, Billy, that's really intense and you're very intimidating in a good way. How did you get into the SAS?
I'm glad you said that. I joined the military at the age of 17. I went into the Airborne Division, the Parachute Regiment, and then thereafter, obviously, you learn a little bit more about what else there is above the Parachute Regiment, and the SAS is obviously that. And I kind of had a lot of friends that went for it, but couldn't really tell me what they were doing, but I knew they were up to some good stuff, so I thought, I'm going to give that a go for two reasons. One, I wanted to sort of push myself to the limits, and two, I really needed to know where I could do it. So that was the reasons I went there, and it was the best decision I ever made, if I'm honest.
Impressive.
I might take over for a bit, Boxy, just to let you sit down
catch your breath.
Now, Billy, we've all here in Australia, we're loving SAS Australia. It's the number one show. Who surprised you in this show? Who's your favourite? I know the For Us drama's been huge here, and little Jackson Warne, one of my mates, he went in as a boy and come out a man. What really impressed you?
Absolutely. I think they all impressed me in different ways. Even Roxy, if I'm honest, kind of depressed me a little bit, but she could have done a lot better. I think Jackson was great. You know, he was a young kid, and he just needed that little bit of push, get a bit of confidence, and he got it. He went, you know, he went further than he expected, did well. So it was good to see. I think the girls impressed me, to be honest. That they were strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't give so much away. I don't know where you are in the series exactly right now, but I think you're about coming up to 10 or 9 or 10. But as you'll see, I mean, Evan Aaron, I mean, she's probably about 2 stone wet. She was strong as an ox and determination, you know. She was just, wow. So I think, you know, they all did to a degree, but some more than others. I say Erin was really unbelievable.
Mm.
Sabrina was fantastic, and I absolutely loved old Nick Honey Badger. He just one hell of a character, and Big Mitch as well. You know, they're all good. But if I had to put a pecking order, I'd say Erin, Sabrina, and then Honey Badger.
Yeah.
Now,
do you know what, Billy, when I watch, I really want to ask this question. I think about this all the time because you and Ant and Foxy and Ollie, like, you're really intimidating and scary.
They're soldiers.
But I want to know, like, when you guys, like, go to the pub, do you laugh and have fun? Like, is there the relaxed side? Like, does Ant have that in him?
You know what, Foxy, I do like an outtake of what goes on while we're in our dorm. It's just like being back in the military. We are constantly taking the piss out of each other.
Oh, good.
It's just non-stop of non-stop banter. If you say something wrong, do something wrong, it's relentless. You get absolutely slated. It's like being a recruit in our own dorm. We're very human. We're very down to earth.
Did you serve together, Billy, or like were you guys in the army or in SAS together?
We were. I was there a long time before them and a long time after, to be honest. But I mean, I'm SAS there, SBS, we're all special forces, and on some operations we crossed over. You know, we fucked before.
Who's the weak link out of you guys? Who's the weak link out of you four?
All of them.
They're all weaklings other than him. Just quickly, I'm not sure Mark Billy Billingham is here from SAS Australia. What would you make of someone who was wearing sort of SAS merch, like an official SAS hat that on the front of it said, "This is not a game"? Would you think they were just like a fan, like just a... Is that a bit tacky?
I think it's a little bit tacky, but if people want to wear it, they can wear it. It depends who's wearing it.
I hadn't washed my hair today. I had to put on a hat.
Fifi's actually got the hat on. She wears it in every day. She loves it.
Every day.
It's a bit sad, really.
Yeah. I really love the SAS, Billy.
Oh, no, I think it's awesome.
Okay. Thank you,
Billy. Just checking.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Sort of, not nervous, but apprehensive on how it was going to go, you know, because it is a bit raw. There's no script. It's not, you know... It's not staged. It's as raw as it comes, and we love it. It's just like being back in the military for us, you know. And you just never know how people are going to perceive. You know, you get all sorts of different sort of do things. You know, you're brutal, you're this, you're that, you swear too much, or brutal enough.
We're having a very bad line here. He might be in one of those caves.
Well, I think Billy's on.
I think he's in on tour. Like he's at the radio.
Afghanistan.
He's serving. Anyway, look, a bit of a scratchy line, but what a treat for Fief. Great opportunity.
I really
thought there was a really good rapport
that.
There building between the two of you. Just a quick one. He does have a wife and six children.
Excellent. Regards to your wife, Billy.
She's here listening.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm a dog healthy.
There we go. That wasn't awkward at all. A special treat. Fev did a lot of work to line up a chat there. Fief, obviously a huge SAS Australia fan, and well done, Fev. You managed to get Mark Billy Billingham, one of the SAS guys, one of the four. Great
work.
Out
of all the four, he's the most experienced. So I thought, we'll get him. He's amazing.
He was wonderful, and I do appreciate that you got him. He was going for a run over in California.
Just for all people in Melbourne, when Billy hung up, Fifi looked at me and said, oh, well, Foxy would have been a bit better.
No, because you were going, how good am I? How good am I? I got you a great surprise. I'm like, you did. And I loved Billy, but I really like Foxy.
Never said how good am I, ever.